Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ben Pollock, Gene Austin, and Joe Loss, fulfill a request, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of band leader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club the Friars Inn on Wabash Street at Van Buren. The group's name was changed in 1922 to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings when they lost the gig at Friars Inn. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago, as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a cooperative fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936 Pollock formed a new band. He was on the Joe Penner radio show in 1938 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Chick O'Marx. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here from better, earlier times are three from Ben Pollock.
Thank you.
Ben Pollock and his Californians recording in Chicago on December 17, 1926, and You're the One for Me, with Ben performing double duty, directing, and playing drums. The vocalist on that Paul Ash-Walter Donaldson collaboration was Isla Mae Bailey, who was married to pianist Lee Sims. Before that, it was Ben's Bad Boys with Ray Baduke on drums and Wang Wang Blues, written by Gus Mueller and Buster Johnson. That was recorded in New York on January 22, 1929. We began our tribute to Ben Pollock with Ben Pollock and his orchestra January 21, 1931, and Sing Song Girl. The music was composed by James F. Hanley, and Ben Pollock sang the Joseph McCarthy lyric. Ben Pollock, born June 22, 1903. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of crooner and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Louisiana and at age 15 literally ran off to join the circus, where he learned to play calliope. He served in World War I, after which he teamed up with Roy Bergier in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Other Austin compositions include When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, The Lonesome Road, and Riding Around in the Rain. He began recording in the mid-1920s and became a star in 1927 with My Blue Heaven, which was the all-time top seller, until it was edged out 15 years later by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. In 1935, Austin appeared in Klondike Annie, and he wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love for the film's star, Mae West. He was a vocalist on Joe Penner's radio show in the late 30s, and in the 40s ran his own club in California named Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin with Ben Pollock. Thank you.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right here in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, a dream that was walking, and a dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right here in your arms, saying I love you, I do? The dream that was walking, and the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you.
Gene Austin with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra in 1927 and Nothing. Before that, Gene was crooning Mack Gordon and Harry Revel's Did You Ever See a Dream Walking, introduced in the 1933 film Sitting Pretty. In Sitting Pretty, Jack Oakey and Jack Haley play a pair loosely based on Gordon and Revel, who have bit parts in the film. It also starred Ginger Rogers and Thelma Todd. Gene was accompanied there by himself on piano and Candy and Coco, Candy being Candy Candido on string bass, and Otto Coco Heimel playing guitar. That was recorded November 29, 1933. We began our tribute to Gene Austin with Gene backed by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on Jack Palmer's Sentimental Baby, recorded by Victor on December 3, 1928.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And speaking of email, I received a nice email a couple of weeks ago from regular listeners Barbara and Bob requesting a record by Kay St. Germain. Kay St. Germain was born in Portland, Oregon on October 5, 1914. She sang with bands in Portland and in 1934 and 35 was a vocalist with Anson Weeks Orchestra, after which she sang on network radio shows from Chicago. In the later 30s, she performed on West Coast radio. She retired in the early 40s, but made a number of appearances on TV comedies in the 1960s. Kay St. Germain died in Marana, Arizona, on November 8, 1994, of a brain tumor. Since Barbara and Bob are such enthusiastic fans and supporters of the show, here are not one, not two, or even three, but four records by Kay St. Germain.
Avenue, you are here people go by, but they all disappear from you. Cause I only have eyes for you.
What a day to go through. throw me down, and altogether you don't play fair.
Vocalist Kay St. Germain with Anson Weeks and his orchestra by request for Barbara and Bob. We begin with I Only Have Eyes for You, written by Dubin and Warren from the film Dames, recorded July 20th, 1934. Next, it was a Brunswick 78, recorded August 26th, 1934, and My Whole Day is Spoiled. That was followed by I'm on a Seesaw from August 12, 1935, and we finished up with Sweetie Pie, also from August 26, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1909 in London, England, of Joshua Alexander Loss, better known as bandleader Joe Loss. He studied violin at the London School of Music and Trinity College of Music, and while still in his teens, formed the Magnetic Dance Band. His first professional job was playing for silent films at the Coliseum and Rialto Cinemas. He played in Al Lever's band at the Wimbledon Palais de Danse and first led his own group at the Silver Slipper Club. He acted as relief band for such names as Percival Mackey, Teddy Joyce, and Roy Fox, and in July of 1934 took Oscar Robin's place at the Astoria Ballroom, where he stayed for 5.5 years, during which time he also toured, broadcast for the BBC, and made recordings for Regal Xenophone. The band remained popular during and after World War II and played at Queen Elizabeth's 50th and the Queen Mother's 80th birthday celebrations. Joe Loss retired in 1989 and died in London on June 6, 1990. Here's Joe Loss.
Howdy-do, howdy-do, how are you, what'd you do? Oh, you little pretty kid, tell me what you did. I want to know all about you. Who'd you meet, where'd you eat, what'd you see, gosh, oh, gee. Little honey, don't be mean, my eyes are turning green. I want to know all about you. Do you walk in the park? Do you kiss in the dark? Do you care for tea for two? Do you look when you leap? Do you snore when you sleep?
Honey, won't you tell me what you do?
Could you love? Would you love? Maybe. Would it be? Maybe me. Don't you keep me on a string? Tell me everything. I want to know all about you.
Thank you. I say either, you say neither, and I say neither, either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potatoes and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes and I like tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Three from Joe Lawson's band. We began with I Want to Know All About You with the vocal by the Rhythm Sisters from January 20th, 1934. Next, we heard Harold Arlen's Let's Fall in Love with Joe Lawson's band at the Kit Kat Club in April of 1934. We finished up with Clem Stevens providing the vocal on Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, recorded June 5th, 1937.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Thank you. left us all. She may bend, but she won't fall. Hard to get dirty, that dog on hard to get down. Our dreams all come true. When skies are cold and gray, just a little kiss or two brings around a little bluebird, and the sun comes peeping through. So be sweet to me, just as sweet as can be, and I will be sweet to you. Whenever it is raining, long as you are here, I'll never be complaining, knowing you are near. All that I need is someone who knows what to do when I am blue. Someone I can cuddle to, somebody just like you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, June 23rd, 1922, and Hot Lips, featuring Henry Bussey's and Tommy Gott's Hot Lips on cornets. Next, we heard Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with Irving Aronson himself providing the vocal on Jack Yellen and Milton Ager's Hard to Get Gertie from June 25th, 1926. Exactly 2 years later, Lee Morse recorded our final selection, Be Sweet to Me. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.